Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
It's all things motorsport today with the incredible Fabienne Lanz. Of course, firstly, she is our motorsport racer, a phenomenal one at that, that has done amazing things. And she's also a coach, a mentor, and the founder of the Motorsport Girls Academy Camp. And that's going to be a huge focus today. It has to be for us because it's coming up from the 5th to the 7th of July this year. Karting, drifting. I mean, I want to come just for the drifting, but I can't. I'm too old now. But fitness and mental training, media training, mechanical and oil theory, lots of things happening for girls. And also, I want you to stay tuned because we are going to be telling you about how there's a competition and we want you to be able to be part of that. Before that, Fabienne, how cool is it to connect with you again? It's always such a pleasure, such a blessing. And how have you been doing? And tell me a little bit before we talk about the camp, the Girls Motorsport Camp. I want to know what you've been getting up to, because you've been getting up to a lot of cool things as well, you know, with your own racing. So how have you been?
Hi, Lauren. So really good to be with, you know, connecting with you as always. And off air, we always touching base as to what we're doing. And yes, I'm always busy, something motorsport related, and I'm there. So I'm racing the Backdraft Cobra and the Endurance Racing. And at the moment, I'm with the Zank Racing team. Really, really amazing team. I raced with them now the last race in East London, and the next one is going to be in PE. And looking forward to the second half of the year with them. And then also on the ladies' front, working with Tillotson Global. I was in the Philippines for the Asia Cup Series, and, you know, just trying to get the support and everything out there for the girls to get involved in motorsport. Mm. Having done girls camp in 2023, it was time to do edition 2. Mm. And I held back a bit on it as I wanted to just see, you know, can we get some corporate backing? Motorsport we know is expensive. You know, how do we do that? And also doing a lot of networking. Did a lot of things with Momentum last year. It was an amazing platform they gave me to do road safety campaigns, to do women in sports summit, and just be involved with and plugged in on all these things. And, you know, women in business, and just, you know, how as women do we lead ourselves best in a world that has men and women in it?
It's important to say that, you know, how do we lead best as well? And it's so cool. I love that you've had these opportunities. I know some time back I saw Momentum hosted Susie Wolfia, and I don't know if you went to that, Fabienne.
Yes, I was there.
She is
that
so
was
cool.
In 2024, yeah.
Yeah, it was some time ago. She is so cool. And of course, her book that's come out, Driven, her story, is actually phenomenal. I really encourage people to read it as well. And yes. And with that, talking about motorsport, we have some exciting girls coming up on the scene in South Africa. And you getting to witness that and also being part of that as well. Like, yeah, the younger generation coming up, we have some really amazing talent here. Our female, you know, motorsport ladies are really incredible and they're doing amazing things. Like you said, it is an expensive sport. So there's that aspect to it as well. But have you seen growth, and have you seen kind of like that grit and the girls now really wanting to go for it and wanting to also make it on an international front as well? You know, thinking of things like F1 Academy, thinking of what can happen. And that in part is also, want to say, due to Susie Wolf and her incredible work that she's been doing for so many years. But have you seen this change, especially in South Africa as well, among young girls?
Definitely. The opportunities that are coming up is definitely helping for girls to get, you know, see the vision, see the dream that can now be realized. Mm. You know, if I look at when I was a teenager, it was like you got to just try and apply to some scholarship, but you're against all the boys. Mm. And then it's like that sort of commitment from the applications, the, you know, the where you're applying to, was what I found most difficult, because it was they would rather go and accept a boy into the academy or whatever scholarship they were busy with, because the dynamic and the view of this was completely different. It was unknown, that a girl is so committed, because I think most of the times that's what it comes down to. It's when the girls, get to an early 20, it seems that they sort of go a different direction, where over the years we can see now how the girls are actually staying put and they're staying in the sport and they really want to do it. So that commitment from the girls' side is proving that, we have a space on the grid and we're there to stay.
I love that. It's about the commitment, right? Staying put,
Yes.
staying in place.
Yes.
And then also, I know you and I were talking off air about the fact that there is a kind of fearlessness and a bravery that we need to have when we go for things in life, not so. And it relates so much to sport, but especially motorsport. And it's not about just sitting back and going, hey, let's see how this thing unfolds. It's about actively getting involved, you know?
Yes, and it's really racing is one of the sports where you really have to focus on what you're doing right now. You got to feel the car, you got to listen to the engine, you got to just be present the whole time, because anything can change at any moment. That you can get a puncture, the tire pressure could be too high, and then you got to be able to have that feedback and be able to give that back to the team so that you can optimize your performance. So attention to detail is highly key.
I think that girls have that in gen. Do we have that in general? I think
I
it's
think so.
natural.
Girls definitely, yes, are naturally, are more on the finesse side. They also, I find, doing advanced driving for the different companies, I can see when ladies get in the car, they're so focused on getting it right that they pay attention again to that detail. And then when, of course, when they do get it right, they get a belief system of they can do it as well.
And I just need to touch on drifting quite quickly, you know, before we talk about the girls' camp. Now, I haven't driven a manual car in about 20 years, okay?
Wow.
Spoiled
Okay.
automatic, a
Yes.
spoiled automatic child. So when I found out about it, I was like, hey, I wanted to do drifting. And down here, because I was really excited about it, they were like, hey, you know, it is manual. I'm like, listen, skills in manual car for me is out the window like 20 years ago. So I don't know about this, but listen, it's so exciting. Drifting is on a whole nother level. I love not only watching it, but it's so fascinating. And I want to see more women coming up in drifting. We are seeing that, but chat to me about the drifting aspect. Obviously, there's going to be some drifting in the Girls Academy camp, but it's really something that's taken off a lot. And when we have the Red Bull that happens every year, I think we had it here in Cape Town 2 years ago or 3 years ago. It was exciting, but I want to see more women coming through like on that competitive huge stage, you know. Tell me a little bit about the drifting. How much of that have you done?
So me coming from a racing background like I do, I haven't tried drifting myself. I've been in a drift car a few times. If it's a it's like a Swan Lake dance when you're in the car, especially when you got a drift, you drift as close as possible to the other car, when you're the follow car. Or when they're doing demonstrations, going opposite each other and so on. So it's high. You really got to feel it in your bum, if I can say it like that. But it's also high level of where's the pivot point of it's going to drift too much or you too little. And that practice makes perfect with that. But then coming from my background, I'm not too sure how I would do in it, because for me, my natural instinct is the moment the car loses a little bit of grip, I catch it, because a sideways car is a slow car in racing when you're going for lap time. But I think if you can put yourself in that mindset of how to perfect something, because I am a perfectionist and I love challenges. So I think I could be able to do it, and mastering the art of how to now do the drifting. But in the bigger picture of it, how does it help you in real life? It's understanding your vehicle, especially when it's raining, to know what can go wrong, and if you do drift, how do you catch it?
I think that that's so important what you were talking about there as well. And I think for people that maybe don't grow up around cars, I grew up around cars because of my dad and my brother and my grandpa. So it was like they were always like, this is what you do in the rain. This is what you do here, you know, and you kind of were like, well, okay. But it's so fascinating. I love just watching the drifting. That's a massive skill, like you said, and it can teach you so many things. And that's super cool. I hope more people watch it and get involved, and we do see more happening in that space with women. Now, speaking of that, let's talk about the Motorsport Girls Academy taking place, the camp in July. I mean, this is something so close to your heart. Like you said, you had the first edition a few years ago. It was time to do a next one. And this one is going to be, I'm sure, super impactful. There is so much vision you have. You've worked so hard already, and you will continue to do that with this. So tell us a bit about the Girls Academy camp and what it's all about. And also, if it's still open for people to register and like how all of that is working out.
In essence, it's basically a platform or using the motorsport platform to instill skill sets in the young girls and or young women also, because it's ages 13 and up that can register. And it's really packed with little nuggets of like the drifting. There will be karting, there will be media interviewing, athlete etiquette. There'll be a nutritionist that's curating the food on how to fuel your body. And she'll also be talking about, explaining how this works. Because a lot of people just go, I'll just put fuel in my tank and drive. And then it's like, yeah, but what about you? You need a mental health is a big thing. We're going to touch on, your social media is your billboard. How do you manage that? And how do you protect yourself? There's a lot of insights that need to go into that. And, how do you protect your brand, if you want to call it that, whether you end up being an athlete in motorsport or you're just a businesswoman elsewhere? How do you carry yourself? And then a bit of sports element as well. Fitness is very important in racing. Most people miss that point, but if you're not fit, your mind cannot concentrate on what it needs. And then we're also going to be doing an oil classroom session
That's
because
cool.
a lot of girls or ladies tell me, like, the car has oil. Like, what is that? Don't I just top it up at the gas station? And it's like, no, you need to know a little bit more about your car. And then there'll be a wheel change challenge as well, which is a bit of a team building thing, but also just to instill like self-confidence in the girl that she can actually change her own wheel. Should she ever need to do that, but the goal is that she doesn't end up changing a wheel. It's about better decision making because she's not in a panic. So that's what the dynamic is. And it's open globally. I've had some interests come from all around the world that want to come and attend this. And we're really pulling in, the likes of the FIA, Women in Motorsport. There's a lot of discussions there. There's also discussions on neighboring countries. I really want everybody to come to the central point of this is what we're doing. We want to equip the girls and also those that are looking to go to F1 Academy or whichever bigger forms of racing. How do we equip them that they are ready and that they can give the technical background? They can do tire pressures, they can do all these things so that when the helmet is on, everybody is really just the driver and they're trying to be the perfect version of themselves.
I absolutely love this, you know. I absolutely love it, and like you said, hope that they don't have to change their own, you know, wheel or anything like that. But hey, listen, that is a skill that we need, I think, for life. You know, there's a lot of people that even get stuck on the side of the road, and you know, you're trying to phone somebody to change your tire, and you change everything. I mean, that's a life skill that I think we should have been taught in school. You know, right up there with like how to change a plug. I remember learning that in school and never forgetting it. You know, how you put a
No, you
plug
have
on.
to
These are
because
things.
What if you're stuck and you're like, well, how do you get yourself out of the situation? You know,
Exactly.
things like that. And then we even have, I need to add that we're looking at having a first aid course as well, just a basic one. So it's all knowledge based and not too in depth. So it's made that for like if the young lady goes, you know what, I actually want to be a medic, or I want to go a bit more into that field. After the camp, they can then continue that route of where they actually want to go in their career, in their life, you know, whatever their passion is. Because we do a vision board as well, and that's to understand for each girl or lady to understand, you know, what are her passions, what is she good at, and how can she use the things that she's not so good at to still work towards where she wants to go.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so there's so many hands-on things, theory things. It's going to be very jam-packed 3 days. And then you were asking about the registration. There's at the moment, there's 3 ways that you can get to the camp. So one of them is a straight out registration. So you can find that on various places. So my website, fabianlance.co.za, has it on the front page. The Instagram has information on it as well. So that's fabianlance96. There is a QR code there as well. So the form itself is very, you got to read through everything. There's some challenges in there as well. You don't just straight out apply. You need to give us your aspirations in life and how you want to use motorsport to advance yourself, or if you are already racing, you know, where do you want to go? What have you been doing? Then it's paired with a helmet design, so that's the creative side. So you've got to design a helmet and
That's
send that
cool.
in, but also it's an icebreaker thing, so the designs will be at the camp. And it'll be for the girls to have a look at and see. There's no names attached to it, but it is to just break the ice in conversation. So the girls get to learn how to network, because this world is very important on networking.
Yeah.
We are not here isolated. We are here to network and mingle and, you know, grow relationships with each other. So those are all those little life things that are hidden in there. That I want to then bring out and using the motorsport, which is my world, to bring that message across.
That is so cool. So there's a straight out registration that people
Yes.
can do. Then there's
Yes.
also something that you guys are offering, which is amazing, which is winning a fully sponsored entry. Now, this is, I mean, a lot of people are going to apply for this and have already, I'm sure. So listen, this is super limited. Everyone that's listening, this is super limited. There's not unlimited sponsorship spaces here, but
Yes.
how do people go in for that? I know that will close earlier on, and then the winner will be decided. You know, the winner will be announced is going to be this space. How do people, you know, get into wanting to win that fully sponsored entry into the Academy camp?
So the camp is in Benoni, Gauteng, South Africa. It's being held there. So I went local first. That was the easiest way to just like get other companies on board, in a sense of I got two kart racing tracks, one indoor, one outdoor, to get involved to support the initiative. And from there, I'm trying to see if we can branch out, because I've had some inquiries from Cape Town, I've had some inquiries from PE, and
Wow.
it's like, okay, I'm not in there yet, but we are going to push to see how do we get, you know, how do we get you from all the way there to join the camp. So the two competitions that are running at the moment are, one is Josie Kart in Northgate, and that's Gauteng, and they both of them, you got to post your lap time, so you need to go to the track. You're going to have to go more than once. You can't just whiz this one in once off go, you know, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
So you need to put in the effort. Motorsport is about a lot of effort and dedication, so it gives you a bit of a taster of exactly putting that effort to winning that spot. And then on the 16th of June, which is Youth Day, then they're going to announce the winner on both platforms. So the other circuit is at Benoni, where the girls' camp is going to be held. And there you also have to post your lap time. You need to book your spaces on both of them. Don't just arrive, because there may be a booking. These tracks are very busy. So you need to book your spot in advance. Again, both of these things are on the Instagram and on their own websites as well. So you can just have a look at Josie Kart Northgate and then Formula K in Benoni. for more information. And, they each have their little criteria differences of what they're seeking. And you go from there. You gotta, and the biggest thing is about just going out there and giving it a try. If you don't make
Yeah.
it this time, we are looking at doing this biannually and hoping to get more support and big companies and corporates on board so that this can be more accessible.
And also possibly having it down in Cape Town and other
Yeah.
places.
Just as you can't branch
Yeah.
out, to go exactly to other areas of South Africa.
Yeah.
And then, like I mentioned earlier on, there is global interest. So we might have some ladies from the UK here, and that'll be so nice, to have that conversation of understanding, what is motorsport in the UK is like the capital. It's
Yeah.
the biggest in the UK. And that's so good to have that type of networking and conversations in place. We have reached out to F1 Academy and engaging in conversations, as well as FIA, Women in Motorsport. I've got a nice relationship there that I built last year when I won the esports competition to represent Africa. So really, again, I'm going out there and sticking my head out to doing it. So can you?
Absolutely. Amen to that. And you know what, Fabian, thank you so much for everything that you're doing for women in motorsport, especially in South Africa, and building on something, creating something, pioneering something, finding, being the founder, finding the reality and making it this dream that is now reality for other people around you. And I'm just so inspired by it as well. And I'm so grateful to you and for everything that you're going to pour out. And I know that this academy, a camp, is just going to be amazing for everybody that joins. And that's why I really encourage, like, if there's parents listening and your girls are interested, like, get them there. Or if there's young people listening to go, hey, that is me, I wish I had this opportunity, then go on over. And you know what Fabian said earlier on josiecart.com as well, you go on over there, find out about the sponsorship, but also, just register if you're able to do that and be part of this. It's going to be amazing. You can find Fabian Lands on Instagram, and you can go and check out Fabian Lands 96. Go and follow her Instagram account. There's also so many details on there about the camp and everything that's going to be happening. So, Fabian, thank you so much again for being with me. It's been such a joy and a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the photos of the camp. Okay, we have to have lots of photos, and it has to be. I'm looking forward to some videos and just seeing some feedback. Last time that the camp was on, and the
Yeah.
winner of the camp, she posted such a beautiful, beautiful message when she was chosen. It was phenomenal. I'm sure you remember.
Yes, I remember. And
And
I'm sure the girl you're speaking about, you won't believe her transformation, how she's gone through different spaces in motorsport, and she now works for a racing company.
wow. Wow. I've actually got goosebumbs. She wrote
Me
such,
It's
it's amazing. She wrote,
so beautiful. And she really just stuck her head out there and look where she's now.
it's amazing. See, so there's so many opportunities. You might find yourself not, maybe racing, but in a different space in motorsport that you really want to be in. So this is just
Yes.
like an open door platform, a way to stir you inside yourself to go, hey, actually, this is where I want to be. How exciting! Well, I'm excited. So, Fabian, I'm getting excited, way too excited. I'm just excited when we have one in Cape Town as well, because I know that we have so much talent here, just waiting, waiting for opportunities as well. But I want to wish you all the best as you gear up for this, as you continue the hard work day by day, and also your own work, your own racing journey that you're on as well. So, all the best for that. And thank you so much for being with me today. It's been such a joy again.
Thank you so much for always supporting and having me on here again. It doesn't go, these things don't go without a whole village of supporters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a pleasure. Take care, and I'll see you
You?
hopefully on the racetrack sometime on the starting
Yes.
grid.
Okay, good. Bye.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, CastBox and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.